Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever my voice is heard, whatever time zone you're in, whatever systems you're living in. God bless you today. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you're live with Prophetic Perspectives. We're back on the air another day, and we thank and praise God for it. Praise the Lamb of God. For the Lord is good. Hallelujah. The Lord is great, and He is greatly to be praised in the beauty of holiness. People of God, I thank each of you today for chiming in, those that's calling in even now as the switchboard is lighting up. I thank God for each of you. Praise the Lamb of God being here, right here with us for this time we share again in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. The Lord, our God, is God. Praise the Lamb of God. And we're lifting Him high in this season for the good things that He has done. Praise the Lamb of God. For the good thing that He has done, praise God, for us. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Through Jesus Christ the Lord. Oh, people of God, today, this week of passion just always reinvigorates, Praise the Lamb of God gives me new fire, new excitement as I think of all of the passion, praise the Lamb of God, that Christ put in, hallelujah, just for little old me. Hallelujah. He went all the way to the cross, suffered, praise the Lamb of God, and died, then went in a tomb and rose and didn't stop there, praise the Lamb of God. But when he ascended on high, he laid captivity captive that he might give gifts unto men, and truly he has gifted me. And I thank and praise God for his unspeakable gifts today. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're here with us, hallelujah, and you're listening to us via the internet and you would like to call in and be a part of our live studio, you can do so now. Area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818. Become a part of our live studio. Join us. Praise the Lamb of God. Share it with us. Praise the God. As we continue to lift up the name of Jesus, as we enter in to a prophetic conversation, as we enter in, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to the Word of God, and that allows us to grow and develop in a certain way, hallelujah, that's peculiar in this world and in our society. I love each of you today, and I thank you for joining in. Facebook, praise the Lamb of God, PSM International. Hallelujah. You know I love you today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Facebook. Love all of those, praise the Lamb of God, that comes on our page daily. Hallelujah. Posting and sharing. It's Testimony Tuesday. Praise God. And truly, the Lord is good. Hallelujah. And his mercy and his kindness, praise the Lamb of God, as he's moving swiftly in our land, fulfilling the promises. Praise the Lamb of God, making ways out of no ways for his children. Hallelujah, setting us up for the blessing. My God in heaven, praise the Lamb of God, it's in the very air we're breathing. Anticipation, expectation is on the rise. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, as we approach these 50 days, praise the Lamb of God, from resurrection to Pentecost. Pentecost at any cost. That's what I posted. That's what I meant. Praise the Lamb of God. We must get in there this time. Praise the Lamb of God. Not for cars, not for homes, not for bills to be paid, but for the manifestation of the power that Jesus, hallelujah, died and suffered for, that might be ours, that we might give glory to the kingdom. Hallelujah. That we might walk in prophetic vestment. Oh, my goodness. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Praise the Lamb of God. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We want to walk in that vestment every day of our lives, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo! I can't wait till we enter into it together. All then we have set up, praise the Lamb of God, our cause. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. We're going to have three, praise the Lamb of God, prayer calls a week, Monday night, 10 o'clock p.m. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. For 30 minutes. We're going to be on the call, and then we're going right into our Bible study. Praise the Lamb of God. Wednesday night, praise the Lamb of God, 10 o'clock. We're going right into prayer, 10 o'clock to 10:30. Praise the Lamb of God. Then we're going right into prophetic manna. And then Friday night, praise the Lamb of God, we're going to have prayer, hallelujah, and go into our, praise the Lamb of God, should I say praise fest, praise the Lamb of God, on Friday night. So that we can stay in touch one with another these 50 days. Every other day almost, we will have a prayer call at 10 o'clock p.m. Praise the Lamb of God. Denise is working on that for us now, strategically putting that together. It's going to be off the chain. It's going to be awesome, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. And I want you to remember what the Lord has said. Praise the Lamb of God. Do not, hallelujah, I don't have my bell close to me. Do not forget what God spoke, praise the Lamb of God, as he brings it back to my remembrance concerning what he's going to do during the fast, praise the Lamb of God. He said that you're going to see manifestations of his promise. He said, praise the Lamb of God, that this fast, hallelujah, not only, hallelujah, it's the Pentecost fast, but 50 is the number of Jubilee. He said there's going to be jubilation, praise the Lamb of God, during this fast. That your spirit is going to be lifted, that you're going to be jubilant and joyous during this fast. It's not going to be a fast that you're going to be looking at the ground, that you're going to be mourning, praise the Lamb of God, but you're going to be rejoicing in Christ your Savior, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And that's the way it should be. The Bible tells us when we fast, don't look sad in the face. Don't be walking around telling people, I'm fasting, praise the Lamb. No, that's not the way you fast. The God that sees in secret rewards openly. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, people of God. Oh, my goodness, the Lord just grabbed my tongue right then. Praise the Lamb of God. I am excited, people of God. I am excited up praying for you guys this morning. Hallelujah, praying over the show. And I just know God is going to do something for us that's going to move us into the next dimension. Praise the Lamb of God as he's preparing us, hallelujah, by his Spirit for these 50 days. Praise the Lord. I'm on a high. Praise the Lamb of God. And I invite you up here with me, praise the Lamb of God, to have a rooftop experience, praise the Lamb, concerning the thing that God is about to do for us. I love you. I bless each of you today. Thank you for chiming in. Thank you for calling in. You are very, very special to me, and I give God praise for each of you today. Praise the Lamb of God for being right here on the show with us. Praise the Lamb of God. Each of you are so very special. Thank you. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, people of God, today we're going to discuss some things, praise the Lamb of God, out of the Word of God. Hallelujah. I hope you stay tuned for, praise the Lamb of God, that I know it's going to break out. There's a lot of discussion and talk, praise the Lamb, as it affects our society, our world, praise the Lamb of God, the church, our homes, every aspect of life. Our topic today is going to cover, praise the Lamb of God. So you gear up and get ready to push one on your dial so you can jump in the conversation, praise the Lamb. Of course, if you have a testimony today of any sort, praise God, you can, praise the Lamb of God, testify today, praise the Lord. All you have to do is push one on your dial and give us that praise report, give us that testimony of what God is doing in your life, praise God, how God is working it out, praise the Lamb of God, how God is moving, how God is setting your blessing up and orchestrating it on your behalf, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I got a call, praise the Lamb of God, last week. I got a call, praise the Lamb of God. And when I went in and sat down and talked, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, some things start to unfold, praise the Lamb of God, that's working in my favor. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, if you only knew what God was doing for you, hallelujah. Do you know people are calling your names, praise the Lamb of God, discussing you, and you don't even know it? Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Do you know that God is putting you in the hearts of people? Praise the Lamb of God, putting your name in their heart, in their mind, in their spirit. Praise the Lamb of God to bless you. God is orchestrating this thing, people of God, hallelujah. Somebody say, I got favor, praise the Lamb of God, an unusual favor, praise the Lamb of God. Just confess it over your life right now. Praise the Lamb of God. I have unusual favor. Praise the Lamb of God that God has given me needs to be decreed and declared over your own life, over your own situation. Praise the Lamb of God as God works for you. All right, people of God, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. It's my daughter. My daughter is here today. Praise the Lamb. Imagineese, push one on your dial today. Praise the Lamb of God. You always slide in second. Don't let you slide in home plate today. Praise the Lamb of God so you can lead us to the throne of grace if you would like to today. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me see. I think this is my daughter. Hallelujah. Madanise, is this you?
This is me. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Right. I knew it. Praise every day. I said I want somebody to come pray for us today. She always pushed that button and somebody jumped right in the chute. But I make sure it was set for you today. Praise the Lamb of God to lead us to the throne of grace. Can't nobody do it like Matt Denise. Praise the Lamb of God, praying woman of God. And we thank God for our people that are suffering, that are sick, that are shut in. Praise the Lamb of God. We're praying for you today. Hallelujah. Prayer is a serious thing for me. I don't joke with prayer. I don't play with prayer. Prayer is serious. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And there are people who need, hallelujah, Jesus in this hour, whether they know it or not. Praise the Lamb of God. We're praying for our students, for our children all over the land going on spring break. It's time to pray for them. Some ugly things going to happen on spring break, people of God. Some ugly things happen on spring break. Praise the Lamb of God. We need to pray for our young people. Praise the Lamb of God while school is out. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. We need to pray for our government. We need to pray, hallelujah, for our various homes, our various situations and circumstances. Praying for our families today. Hallelujah. More so, we're praying for the kingdom of Christ. We're praying for the churches. We're praying for the pastors. Praise the Lamb of God and the leaders of churches today. Hallelujah. That God, hallelujah, will allow us to preach the unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That will convict and convert men. Hallelujah. Back to Christ Jesus, that would reclaim the backslider. Praise the Lamb of God, that will open the eyes of the blind. We are praying today, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that the saints break out of the walls of the church and begin to witness to those, praise the Lamb of God, that they encounter, hallelujah, as God and the Holy Spirit gives them opportunity. We're praying for you, you, and you today. Praise the Lamb of God. And our daughter, Maginice, is going to lead us today to the very throne of grace. And we thank God for each of you that's here praying with us. Praise the Lamb of God praying with us today. Come on, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. In Jesus' mighty name, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Cry out to you, Lord.
We come before your throne of grace where we might obtain mercy, oh God. We thank you, God, for this time of fellowship, oh God, that you have given us once again. And we bless your name, God. We honor you, God. We magnify you. We
thank
you, you, God, because it is all about you, Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, for the birth, the death, and the resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, that you have given us, Father, a Savior and a Redeemer, oh God, that is well able and dependable, oh God, that is faithful, God. So we thank you, God, and all of your infinite wisdom that you chose to save the lost, oh God. So we thank you, God. We just bless you on today, God. We love you on today. We honor you on today. Take the seat of honor on this show, oh God. We invite your presence in, oh God, and we just say, have your way, Lord. Have your way and move by your spirit, oh God. We thank you, God, for the relief that you are giving us in the earth realm in this hour, oh God. We thank you, God, for the salvation that has come upon the lost, oh God. And we ask, God, that you will continue to draw them in with your loving kindness, oh God. Whatever it is that you have to do to draw men unto you, oh God, we ask that you would be God and do that in the earth realm in this season. Oh God, we ask you, Father, that you would touch the sick, God, and the homeless, God, and the restless in spirit, oh God, those who not know what to do, those who are looking for a way, oh God, we ask them that you would reveal yourself and let them know that you are the way, you are the truth and the life, oh God. So we ask you, God, if you would just manifest, God, in the earth realm, oh God, touch those who are sick, God, let them feel your presence, God. Let them feel your warm embrace, oh God. Touch those who are bound with cancer, oh God. Those who are even being diagnosed today, oh God. I ask you, God, if you would just manifest,
yes,
God, and release your glory, God. Release your healing virtue upon those with sarcoidosis, oh God. Upon all those who have autoimmune diseases, oh God. Upon those who have muscle diseases, oh God. Upon those with heart failure, God, and liver failures and kidney diseases, oh God. I ask you, God, if you would even manifest and cure the common cold. There is nothing too hard for you. There is nothing too small for you, oh God. And we ask you, God, if you would just
rain upon the land, upon the atmosphere, upon your people, oh God. For we will wait for your glory, oh God. We will wait for your promises and for your manifestation. We have not forgot all the signs and wonders that you've already shown us. We haven't forgot all the things that you've already done, oh God. If you are God of the unfall, so we ask, God, that you would do it again, oh God. That you would do it again and again and again, oh God. So that you might bring forth your praise in the earth realm, oh God. Get the glory out of our lives. So we know all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and those that are the cause according to your purpose, oh God. And many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you, oh God, promise to deliver us from them all. Not some of them, but all of them, God. So we thank you, God, and we hold fast to your word, oh God, because you are ever present help in our time of trouble, oh God. I ask, God, that you would be used today, God. Look upon PSMI, oh God. Look upon those who are listening to this radio show, oh God, now and to the archives, oh God. Meet their needs supernaturally, oh God. Even those things that they have yet to ask you for, even those things that have yet to come upon them, oh God. I ask you, God, if you would go before them, God, and make them went straight, oh God. Release, God. Release those things that we need in the atmosphere, oh God. And we look not only for the gifts, but we look for the giver of the gifts, oh God. We yearn to be closer to you, God. We yearn for more of you, God. More of your presence, more of your anointing, oh God. More relationship with you, God. We ask, Father, for a deeper revelation of who you really are, oh God. You are infinite and there is no end, oh God. So I ask you, if you would meet every one of us where we are, God, and take us deeper, God. Take us deeper, God, in you. Take us higher in you, oh God. And your way is perfect, God. All of your promises are yes and amen. Your will is perfect, God. You are immaculate in everything that you do, oh God. And we give you praise, God. We give you honor and we give you glory, God. Because it is all about your will, God. Not our will, but your will being done, oh God. And we still say yes, God. No matter how or what it looks like, oh God. No matter what comes against us in this season, we still say yes, God. And I ask you, God, that you would strengthen us, God, as we go forth on this 50-day path, God. Or 50 is the number of Jubilee, and we go in jubilant, God. We go in praising your name, God. We go in happy, God, so that you might increase us ever the more after the 50 days, oh God. So we thank you for what you're about to do. We thank you, Holy Ghost, because you said that when we receive the Holy Ghost, we shall receive power, God. So we thank you, God, for the power that is being released upon your people, God, as we seek you just for you, not for things. We seek you, God. When you said, seek your face, and our Lord said, your face shall we seek, oh God. So we seek you, God, for all of you, God, to be closer to you, God, just so that your will might be done in and through us, oh God. Bless us on this day. I lift up Prophet Michael Shakespeare to you, God, and all of our leaders, God, and all of our pastors who are represented, oh God. I lift them up to you, God, and I just say, thank you for them, God, because you said that you would give us pastors after your own heart, oh God. So I ask you, Father, that you would keep them quick of knowledge and understanding, oh God, that they would always have a fresh ray of word for your people, oh God, that you would increase wisdom, knowledge, and insight upon them, oh God, that you would reveal the deep hidden things of you, oh God. Take them to a new place, God. Help them closer to their destiny in this season, oh God. And lift up people around them who will pray for them, who will honestly pray for your men and women, oh God, so that we might know exactly what to pray for and when to pray, oh God. I ask blessings for the obedience, God. For obedience is better than sacrifice, oh God. But when the obedience is sacrifice, God, we ask for double. God, we ask for double and we release double to the obedient, God. And we thank you. We thank you for your manifestations. We thank you, God, for raising up a prophet in this season, God, that we can trust, who has a heart and a desire to lead your people, God, to the place that you would have them to go. We ask you, Father, that you would bless them abundantly, God, financially, spiritually, God, and within his hands, God, that you name, God. We honor you, God, and we magnify you, God. We thank you even for the little things, God, the little things that you've done that we don't even mention, God. We thank you for those things. We honor you, God, because you are faithful. We magnify you, God. We exalt you and we uplift your holy name and we say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to your name, God. We bless you, God, on this day. And
hallelujah.
We ask these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen,
amen, amen.
Glory and power forever.
Hallelujah. We praise God for our daughter, Megan and Janice. Praise the Lamb of God leading us to the throne of grace with such fervency. Praise the Lamb of God with sincerity. Thank you, thank you, thank you for interceding for me. Daughter, I give God praise for you. Praise the Lamb of God for being here. Thank you for being on the show today. Praise God, as well as the rest of you who have joined in praying with us, touching and agreeing. I feel the presence of the Lord, and I don't lie about that. Praise the Lamb of God going up my legs right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I am excited, people of God, about the fast that's coming forth. I really am. Praise the Lamb of God. I haven't been this excited about a fast in a long time. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Since the one that we did before on the tongue. Praise the Lamb. When we put our tongues under subjection, some of us probably going to have to revisit that. Praise the Lamb of God as we enter into this one. Hallelujah. To rededicate that tongue so God can speak prophetic pure words out of our mouth. Praise the Lamb of God. One of the things I noticed about, praise the Lamb of God, the book of Revelation last night as we were teaching, and it said that, praise the Lamb of God, God says in chapter 21, I, behold, I shall make all things new. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And then he said, unto them who overcome will I give to drink, praise the Lamb of God, out of from the water of life, praise God. And the description of the water, praise the Lamb of God, said it was as clear as a crystal, praise the Lamb of God, that there is no pollutants or anything in that water, praise the Lamb. And I want, praise God, our tongues to be that pure. If our tongues were that pure, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, when God speak and when we speak, the word of God, praise the Lamb of God, it would take on, hallelujah, the creative ability of God, praise the Lamb of God, and that we decree and declare. But sometimes our tongue is polluted and we have not even repented of things that we have said. When it comes down to those, praise the Lamb of God, that's around us, people we see, stuff that in conversations we enter into, praise the Lamb of God. We sin with our tongue. We sin with our mouth. Praise the Lamb of God. And we never repent of it because we're so accustomed to watching our deeds and our actions and not our tongue. And we say so much during the course of a day. Praise the Lamb of God. And sometimes we need to look at our mouths. Praise the Lamb of God. And make sure that pure water is flowing through it. Hallelujah, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God so that our words can be pure. So that's an area, praise the Lamb, I'm sure many of us are going to visit, as well as that's that connected to the tongue, which is our mind and our heart from which all the issues of life flow from. Praise the Lamb of God. Then we want to, of course, enter into repentance and cleansing and purging. Praise the Lamb of God. During that first few days of fasting, praise the Lamb of God, is the breakdown. Some of us can start doing it right now. Praise the Lamb of God, start preparing ourselves for it so we can walk straight in, praise the Lamb of God, to this powerful dimension, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, of prayer and intercession and petition and supplication, praise the Lamb, adoration, all of those steps of prayer, that we can enter into this fast, powerful, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. We have everything in order, praise, maybe in about the next 30 minutes or so, praise the Lamb of God, it'll be posted on our Facebook page, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. We're going to deal with the scriptures, of course, for meditation and encouragement in prayer. We always use the Psalms of David, praise the Lamb of God, as, you know, the lettuce, praise the Lamb of God, that bases the salad, praise the Lamb. But then we want to read the book of Acts, people of God. I want you to consume the book of Acts and see the actions, praise the Lamb of God. We're going to be doing some teachings out of that during that time of the 50 days as we lead up to Pentecost, the ministry of Jesus, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, married into the ministry of the Holy Ghost through the disciples. We're going to be looking at that, praise the Lamb of God, during those 50 days. So you don't want to miss the shows either. Praise the Lamb of God here at PSM. Praise the Lamb of God, prophetic truth. And then, people of God, praise the Lamb of God. We want to start working on our diets. praise God, hallelujah, by breaking down, and we're going to do this in a gradual way. I believe I gave the list to our administrator there, praise them, but the first week we're just going to relieve ourselves of bread, praise the Lamb of God, beef and pork the first week, praise the Lamb of God. I know those are on there to push to the side, hallelujah. We'll still be on turkey, we'll still be on chicken, and we'll still be on fish, on seafood, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. But the main thing that we're going to do in this fast is we're going to eat out of, I asked my administrator yesterday, what are they called, and it's really called a cake plate, praise the Lamb of God. It's a coffee saucer, the size above the coffee saucer, praise the Lamb of God, is what our meal is supposed to fit on, praise the Lamb, not piled up to the ceiling, praise the Lamb, but we want to eat out of these size plates during the fast, people of God, hallelujah. We are breaking down, praise the Lamb of God, our bodies, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are breaking down our bodies to eat less, to mortify the flesh as we gradually, week by week, work our way to a complete liquid diet, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. That's going to be strenuous for many of us, praise the Lamb, but you can do this if you want to obtain, praise what God has for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we want to break this down, and we want to do this, praise the Lamb of God, across these weeks. Hallelujah. All the entire 50 days, I know, praise the Lamb of God, the Spirit said, no fried food, praise the Lamb of God. No fried food for 50 days, praise the Lamb of God. No fried food. You can put Crisco up. No fried food, praise the Lamb of God. Good time to clean your stove and stuff off. No fried food, praise the Lamb, for 50 days. So that means boiled, baked, praise the Lamb of God. Your meat should be baked, praise the Lamb, or broiled. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. Vegetation, vegetables is there for us. We're going to break down our carbs to, coming up in the second week, I believe. We're going to relieve ourselves of all carbs, praise the Lamb of God, and going to just about be on a fruit and vegetable diet. And then the third week, we're going to relieving ourselves of some more of the meat, praise the Lamb of God, until we come all the way into the liquid diet. So go with us, people of God, praise the Lamb of God. You can do this. Hallelujah. You can do this. Don't let the devil tell you you can't. You can do it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, some of us are, on medication, praise God, and you have to have something, praise the Lamb of God, to take your medicine with. I understand that, but it don't take a half a chicken. It doesn't take, praise the Lamb of God. Y'all know what I'm saying, praise the Lord. So don't be foolish, praise the Lamb, in this fasting. Make sure if you're diabetic, you know what you have to do. Praise the Lamb of God. You know what you have to do to maintain your sugar level. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't want nobody blacking out and saying, I tried and I fainted. And that's not what this fast is for. Praise the Lamb. Ain't trying to kill nobody. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. So, right? Praise God. So let's have some wisdom in this, praise the Lamb. But those of us who can walk the chalk, then walk the chalk line, praise God. And those of us who can't, we have to do what we have to do at certain times when we take our medication, praise God. Some people may have to eat a piece of bread to absorb it. I understand that. Praise the Lamb of God and do what is necessary to be done. Because a lot of medication, they tell you, make sure that you eat with this medication before or during taking this medication. I understand that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But to mortify the flesh, let the spirit man live. Let the spirit man rise to his peak. Praise the Lamb of God until your dreams and visions become clear upon your bed. Praise the Lamb of God. Rest is essential. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Late nighters, we're going to have to break this. Praise the Lamb of God and come into a place of resting so that our immune system, Praise the Lamb of God. Won't break down on us. Praise God. The weather is starting to get better. That's going to be a blessing to us. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we want to pursue God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To elect us, to use us in a way, praise, that he has never used us before. We're not going to be satisfied with the firecracker. Praise the Lamb of God moves. We want the dynamos. The dynamos. We want, praise the Lamb, the authority and the power of God. Hallelujah. To witness to a dying world. People of God, just look outside your window. Praise the Lamb of God. Look down your streets. Look down the streets of the city. Open your eyes, suburban nights. Praise the Lamb of God. And look into the city and you will see. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. How wicked it is. And I promise you, it's germinating and it's coming across the borders. It's already in the suburbs. Praise the Lamb of God. It's in the rural now. Hallelujah. It has come to our doors. Praise the Lamb of God. So we must wake up and say, either they're going to consume us or we're going to convert them. Praise the Lamb of God. There's a war going on, and you ought to join the army. Praise the Lamb of God. They're going to consume us, or we're going to convert them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There's no other way. The government can't do it. Your police force can't watch every house. Praise the Lamb of God. Can't protect every car. But if every community was a saved community, then every community would be a safe community. Praise the Lamb of God. And it's our responsibility in the go ye of Jesus Christ to make this happen. I love you. I bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. I wanted to drop that in your spirit. Praise the Lamb of God before we went further into the show today. Hallelujah. And give you some of the tidbits of truths that the Lord has blessed us with. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, you know, I knew, hallelujah, coming up to this fast that we was going to get a lot of people who is going to start easing out, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. But you don't have to hide, you don't have to run, you don't have to say that's too much for me, praise the Lamb of God. All you got to do is do you and be you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Because I know this level of calling is not on everybody's life, praise the Lamb of God, as it relates to where you are in Christ, praise the Lamb of God. Where you are in Christ, praise the Lamb, praise the Lord, where you are in Christ. But there's many of us that have felt the tug of God, praise the Lamb of God, and we have felt, praise the Lamb of God, the pressure of the Holy Spirit moving upon us, praise the Lord, to do more in our society, praise the Lamb, to give God more of us, hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Oh, my God. Praise the Lamb. And to see God do greater exploits in our society than has ever been done before. Erico 313, your mic is hot.
Hey, Prophet. Good afternoon to you.
How you doing, sir?
I'm good, Prophet. I'm excited as you as well. I woke up today thanking God for new mercies, man. I'm thanking God where he has brought me from. A year today, I was separated from my family, and I just thank God, man, regardless of what we're going through, he has moved his hand in our life. So I'm excited. I'm excited for the 50-day fast, and it's funny that you talked about the tongue because it really had been weighing on me. I was reading James with Jada, and we were talking, and as I was reading with her about the tongue, I was like, wow, and how easily we fall back into old habits of saying things and letting things come out of our mouths. So it was just ironic, or it was just the Holy Spirit speaking today to know that was a confirming word for me about the tongue, because I need to revisit that, you know, in some areas of my life. So I'm thankful again to be on the show with you again, Prophet Papa Sheikh.
Oh, man, well, it's good to have you here, son. Praise the Lord. I was calling your name in prayer, praise the Lamb of God, this morning. Hallelujah. And praying for Jada and your wife, Stephanie, praise the and Jasmine. The Lord is opening doors for you all. Praise the Lamb of God. The doors are opening. Praise the Lamb. Just know it, son, in this season. that these doors are open unto you all. Praise the Lamb of God. God is so much praise the Lamb in our lives and on our behalf. And sometimes praise the Lamb of God. You know, people of God, one thing, you know, I think, son, that we overlook about God is, whew, this is going to hit somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. God know you, you know. God really, really knows us. Yeah, praise God. And when he's in a fine-tuning process, praise the Lamb of God, to bring us to the place that he really wants us to be, what he wants us to do, the assignment that's on our lives, brothers and sisters, praise the Lamb of God, there's no getting around him. There's no getting around, praise the Lamb of God, where he wants you. And before he lets you run out of the door filled with blessings like a kid on Christmas morning unwrapping gifts, praise the Lamb of God, he will set you down, praise the Lamb, and allow you to see what areas in your life need fine-tuning. What areas in your life, praise the Lamb of God, and in you, praise God, that needs discipline, that needs to be brought under subjection, praise the Lamb, so that God can use you, praise the hallelujah, on a greater scale. Now, a lot of people want to escape that, you know. They want to get around, praise the Lamb of God. They want to say anything they want to say, think any way they want to think, and think that there is no consequences behind it. That, you know, I can just run off at the mouth and talk about anybody I want to in a negative way. I can criticize this person, criticize that person, and go, sooner or later, your mouth going to land on the right person, and you're going to criticize one of God's anoint. Praise the Lamb of God. Your mouth going to land on one of God's prophets or prophetess. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. You're going to say the wrong thing about the wrong person, and it's going to bring a snare, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to your blessing. And you're going to be saying, what's going on? And you didn't forget that you even said it.
Amen.
So sometimes you got to revisit your tongue.
Yes.
My mama used to say, if you can't remember what you said, don't say it.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't worth saying if you can't remember what you said.
Hallelujah.
And this is the same thing I talk when I teach prayer. If you can't remember at night what you prayed in the morning, what you praying in the morning for? What you talking about? You're going before a holy God, the King of Kings, the Creator of the universe, and you don't even know what you told him? Something wrong with that picture that you just said they're running your mouth with God. There should be something on your agenda that you're talking to him about.
Amen.
That makes sense to you, that makes sense to God.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It came over here and changed the direction of the whole show.
I definitely didn't mean to do that, Prophet. You know, I'm wrong with you.
Good. It's good for us where we are right now. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's good where we are right now as we're making our preparation for the fast. Praise the Lamb of God. It's right where we need to be as it relates to, praise the Lamb of God, our tongue, praise the Lamb of God, and our mindset. Because when you go on a fast of this magnitude, your mind and your heart and your spirit must have the trinity of oneness, praise the Lamb of God. Your mind, hallelujah, your heart, and your tongue must line up together, praise the Lamb. You can't be, you know, thinking crazy, praise, then speaking another thing, and all this kind of stuff. Don't have that wrestling match with yourself, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, by the power of Jesus Christ, and put all that stuff under subjection of the Holy Ghost, praise the Lamb of God, so that your mind can be free to think godly thoughts. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. When the devil get ready to turn your mind and you have a negative thought about somebody, do what I do. I just flip it over and start praying for them. If I got a negative thought about you, Brett, I'll flip it over and start praying for you.
Amen.
See, that right there diffuses the devil. Praise the Lamb of God. You diffuse him right there. Hallelujah. If I think something negative about, you know, somebody, I just flip it over and say, I'm going to pray for them. Praise the Lamb of God. I just start praying for them so that the positive power of prayer, praise the Lamb of God, will be a blessing to me as well as be a blessing to them. Praise God. Because if I'm signifying, if I'm pointing fingers, if I'm talking somebody down, then, praise the Lamb of God, is evident that person needs prayer. Hallelujah. And if I'm not going to pray for them, then what am I doing? I'm assassinating character.
Yeah.
Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm assassinating their character. And if I'm going to assassinate their character, praise the Lamb of God, by running my mouth, hallelujah, saying negative things, then I'm putting myself in jeopardy with God. Oh, yes, praise the Lamb of God. I'm putting myself in jeopardy with God if I'm going to do that. So it's best to flip it over and say, you know what? I'm just going to pray for these people. Praise the Lamb. When people bring you negative conversation, that's your best response to them. Let's pray for him. Let's pray for her. Praise the Lamb of God. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for the church. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because we all got issues.
Yes,
God. Know somebody. We all got problems. Praise the Lamb of God. So we just want to pray for each other. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, boy, oh boy, oh boy. So let's get ready for this 50-day fast. I just got a inbox. Praise God. Hallelujah. My administrator is on her way. Praise her from the gym. She went and worked out, I guess, today. Praise the Lamb of God. And now she's on her way home to make that post so you all can see, praise the Lamb of God, what our scheduling is. I don't want you to forget, though, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday nights, praise the Lamb of God. Monday night, 10 to 10:30 prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Then we go into our Bible class on right there on Facebook. Wednesday night, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, 10 to 10:30 prayer. Then we go right into our manna. Praise the Lamb of God. Friday night, hallelujah, we're going our 1 hour prayer, because it's Friday night, and just because it's 2 o'clock, we don't have to stop. Praise the Lamb of God. So we're going to pray our 1 hour. And then, praise the Lamb of God, we're going into a praise fest. Praise the Lamb of God. Right there on the page, this is going to be our night assignment across the week. Praise the first Thursday night is still going to be our prophetic utterance night. Praise the Lamb of God. Monday day is still declaration. We're going to be decreeing over each other's lives and over praise the Lamb of God, things of the Word of God that we want God to do, and this, that, and another. We're going to make this a powerful 50 days, brothers and sisters. If you press into the prayers, and if you set your prayer times for you, praise the Lamb of God. I can't set them for you. You have to set your own prayer times, and you're meditating upon the Word of God. Times, praise the Lamb of God, and your eliminating of foolishness, praise the Lamb of God, your eliminating of television, your eliminating and limiting your phone conversation, not no whole lot of loose lollygagging. For what? Praise the Lamb of God. That is not going to mortify you. That is not going to bring your spirit under subjection. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You need to spend most quiet time as you can with the Lord, as you can, praise the Lamb of God, and you're going to see the fruit, hallelujah, of the power of God as it relates to the fast, praise the Lamb of God, and you're going into this fast. Oh, we'll talk about it some more tomorrow, praise the Lamb of God, as this is being posted and what have you. We'll be able to talk about it even more, but I've been praying over this. I've made a lot of notes on it. Praise the Lamb of God to bring it into fruition so that this fast can be meaningful and powerful. Oh, boy, I got some good conversation talk for us today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And people of God, those of you that's listening to us via the Internet and you'd like to call in, be a part of the show as we enter into this segment. The error code here is 646. The number is 564-9818. Erico 646-564-9818, and come and be a part of our live studio with us. You can push 1 on your dial, give us your comments, things of that nature. Praise the Lamb of God. Today is Testimony Tuesday. Anybody have a testimony, you know, you can push one, praise the Lamb of God, and give that testimony. Praise God. I will tell you this, praise God, hallelujah. I testify on this, praise the Lamb of God. I'm alive, and I don't supposed to be, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. In my own mind and heart, I know I should be dead. I'm out walking the street, and in my own mind and heart, I know I should be in jail. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I'm whole and healed when I know I should be sick and suffering. Praise the Lamb, hallelujah. I'm fine right now for somebody else. Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all hear me? Praise the Lamb. I should be outdoors, but I got a roof over my head. My light should be off, but the light bill paid. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There's food in my kitchen. Hallelujah. There's food in my freezer. There's food in my refrigerator. Praise the Lamb of God. It's all because of the goodness and the grace, hallelujah, and the blessings of the God that I serve. It's not of me. It's because of him and his love for me. Praise the Lamb of God. I bless you all today. Now, now listen, we're going to go into this topic, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, but I want to tell you all something too, praise the Lamb of God. You can do this anytime you want to, praise God, hallelujah, and I know he's probably not listening today, praise the Lamb of God, but watch this, people of God. I talked with our son, Adam, praise the Lamb of God, down in Ghana. We need $2,500, praise the Lamb of God, to finish, praise the Lord, the floor. I didn't know the floor was dirt. Praise the Lamb of God. It's still dirt. And the windows and the doors, praise the Lamb of God, are just covered, but they're not in yet. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, we have boasted that we have, praise the Lamb of God, helped build this church and built the church down in Ghana, all of this kind of stuff, but we must finish. Praise the Lamb of God. All it takes is $500. This is what I want to do. Praise all of us that's going on the fast. Praise the Lamb of God. It's 50 days. I want you to give a dollar for each day. Praise the Lamb of God. And that money is going to Ghana. Praise the Lamb of God. My hand to Jesus Christ. That money is going to Ghana. That jubilee, praise the Lamb of God, is going to Africa. We're going to sow it into the ministry of our son, Adam, so that those windows, praise the Lamb of God, and this floor should be put in. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to tell you something. When you listen to people, you can get sidetracked. Praise the Lamb of God. This was on my heart to do before, and somebody came to me and was talking to me about, praise the Lamb of God, some things, and they sowed some negativity in my heart about Africa. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I've been praying, and God says, as sure, praise the Lamb of God, as I'm speaking to you, he's sincere in what he's doing down there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're going to do this. We're going to sow it to Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. As a part of this fast, we're going to send that $50 down to Ghana. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hopefully we'll have enough. I'm believing God that we're going to be able to do it. Some of us will be able to do more. Of course, I'm doing far above $50. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I tell you now, hallelujah, right off the top of my head, I'm not giving no less than $200. Praise the Lamb of God to get it done. Praise the Lamb. So that this work can be done, so that it can be finished. Praise the Lamb. We have seen the pictures. We've seen them on site. We've seen them teaching, praise the Lamb of God. We've seen them giving communion and everything right there in the same place week after week. He's sending the pictures, praise the Lamb of God. We know it's there. Hallelujah. We want to continue, praise the Lamb of God, until it's complete, a finished product. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. $2,500 US, hallelujah, is about $6,000 in this country. Praise the Lamb of God, that we're really sowing. And I know, praise the Lamb of God, that God will give back to us. So I'm asking you to join me in that, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, in the seed sowing, hallelujah. I prayed over this, and this is what the Lord has put on my heart to do. We're going to do that. Praise the Lamb of God with your help, kind people. Somebody want to inbox and say, Prophet, I want to do more. All you got to do is go to PSM International, and when you push the donate button at PSMINTL.org, all you have to do is say, you know what? I want this to go to Ghana. That's all you have to say. Or put Pastor Edom on there. Either whatever you do. Church in Africa. I can read. Praise the Lamb of God. If we will make sure that the money gets to where it's supposed to be. Amen? Praise
Amen.
The Lamb. What we want
Amen.
To do. Will you stand with me in agreement in that? My son. Matter of fact, son, know what I want you to do? I want you to seal this in prayer right now. I want
Hallelujah.
You to feel that right now in prayer for me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. I thank you for this vision, Father God. I thank you for the giving heart of prophet right now, Father God. And I stand in agreement right now, Father God, with my seed, Father God. For this seed, Father God, these seeds, Father God, will be created. Increase, Father God, in your people. Increase for the people in Africa, Father God. Provide. To continue to provide shelter, Father God, for those to come in, Father God, to seek your face and seek your way, Father God. Thank you for Pastor Edom, Father God, and his sacrificing his life, Father God. I plead the blood, Father God, over him right now, Father God. And I pray right now, Father God, that all his needs will be met, Father God, for your ministry according to your riches and glory, Father God. I pray right now, Father God, for each and every person, Father God, that is prompted right now to sow in, Father God, to sow in, Father God, with faith, Father God, that it will bring in a harvest, not only for ourselves, Father God, but for those in Africa, Father God. We thank you. We praise your holy name, Father God. We glorify you. We just awesome, God. You're just so awesome, and we love you on today, Father God. We just want to give you love, oh, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing right now in this season. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lamb of God, and it is so in the very name of Jesus, the Christ of God. Praise the Lamb of God. All of the donations can go there. We still have oil, we still have books, we still have blessed water that's there on the altar. I just want you to know that it's all there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, listen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. I want to enter into a dialogue with you today, praise the Lamb of God, out of the gospel of Matthew. Praise the Lamb of God. Once you get your Bibles right quick, we got a good 45 minutes we can talk about this, and I believe this is going to enrich your life today. Prophetic people, praise the Lamb of God. I believe this is going to enrich your life today. Hallelujah. And help you in maybe in some areas. Praise the Lamb. Turn to chapter 27. Chapter 27 of Matthew's Gospel. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Here. And there is some good word here, praise the Lamb, hallelujah, in the trial of Jesus, praise the Lamb of God. The passion of Jesus incorporates the trial, praise the Lamb. We talked about a little yesterday about, praise the Lamb of Gethsemane, the Gethsemane experience, praise the Lamb of God. Of Jesus' passion begins right there, hallelujah, in the Garden of Gethsemane. After Gethsemane comes a judgment hall. Praise the Lamb of God. He's whipped all night. He's beaten. All of this, we know that. Praise the Lamb of God. He's spat upon. He's scorched. Praise the Lord. And then they take him before, hallelujah, Caiaphas, whom we call Caiaphas. Praise the Lamb of God, Caiaphas. And then they take him before Pontius Pilate. Praise the Lamb of God. Then back to Caiaphas. Then back to Pontius Pilate. Praise the Lamb of God. From judgment hall to judgment hall, as we say in the preaching arena, they took him all night long before the sentence. But some strange things happened during the judgment of Christ, praise the Lamb of God. And one of them was that while this transacting was going on and this unjust judgment hall was set, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Pilate's wife had a dream. She had a vision that disturbed her to the point that she rose from her sleeping bed and went to her husband and told him, have nothing to do with this righteous man. Have nothing to do with this. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It was a conspiracy, but at the same time, Praise the Lamb of God. It pleased God to bruise him. This was the way he must go. This was, praise the Lamb of God, the bitterness that was in the cup in Gethsemane that he asked his Father to remove. This was a part, praise the Lamb of God, of that cup that could not be omitted because it had prophetic tones to it, praise the Lamb of God, that had to come forth, such as, praise the Lamb of God, Peter warming his hands at the fire, praise the Lamb of God, while Jesus is being judged and called out and denying him, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Judas had to go and hang himself. All during this judgment, other scenes are being enacted, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, of prophetic tones to bring forth the fullness, hallelujah, of the plan of God in the earth realm so that heaven can be praised today by you and my salvation. Praise the Lamb of God. Chapter 27, praise the Lord. I think I set that up real nice, too, don't you think, Brett? Praise the Lamb.
Yeah.
Watch this
now,
chapter 27, verse 15, and we're going to read a few verses just to set the pace here. Look what it says. Now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to releasing unto the people a prisoner whom they would. Now we're talking about what feast is this? The feast of the Passover. Praise the Lamb of God. The feast of the Passover, about the Jews leaving Egypt, the blood being put on the doorpost. Y'all remember that. Praise the Lamb of God. And the death angel passing over. The feast of the Passover. Praise the Lamb of God is what they're celebrating. Watch this now. Jesus is being judged during the feast of the Passover. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Our Passover lamb is about to be slain during the feast of the Jews' Passover. I want y'all to see how God has orchestrated this now. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. And they had then a noble, verse 16, a notable prisoner called Barabbas. They made it a custom, praise the Lamb of God, that they would let a prisoner go. They would pass him over. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, as a tradition. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, watch this now, who is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered Jesus unto him. Do you all know what envy is? Praise the Lamb of God. I found this out just a couple of days ago. One of my friends was talking to me, praise the Lamb of God. He was telling me about some people that was envious of him, but he didn't call it envy. He said this. He said, prophet, they have unhappy admiration for me. And I said, what? He said, that's what envy is. It's unhappy admiration for you. They admire you, but they're not happy about it.
Amen.
They envy Jesus. They envy, praise the Lamb of God. They brought Jesus. They had unhappy admiration for him. Hallelujah. And their envy moved to evil, praise the Lamb of God, to deliver him. Watch this now. They teach you something here. You stay with the old prophet here. Watch this now. Watch this. Verse 18, for envy they delivered him. And when he was seated on the judgment seat, his wife said to him, saying, have thou nothing to do with that righteous man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him, talking about Jesus. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. Now, Brett, Majanice, I want you to see that 20th verse, praise the Lamb of God, who is doing the orchestrating here against the Lord. The chief priest. It's right there in the 20th verse. Mm-hmm. And elders. The church was against Jesus. The Old Testament church.
Wow.
Y'all do see that, don't you?
I see it.
The Old Testament church delivered Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And was pressing the charges. It wasn't the Roman government. It was the Old Testament church. Here it is. Praise the Lamb. Pilate is trying to let Jesus go. But the church want him killed. Okay, praise the Lamb of God. Y'all be quiet on that because y'all know, praise, that sounds just like the church. Hallelujah. Watch this. The governor answered and said unto them, which of the two will ye that I release unto you? They said, Barabbas. Release a murderer. Release an insurrectionist. Release this wrong man and crucify the just man. That's just like us. We allow our John Dillingers to live, and we crucify and kill our Martin Luther Kings. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. Pilate said unto them, what shall I do then with Jesus, who is called Christ? And they all said unto him, let him be crucified. Watch this now. I got to read the rest of this because there's something in here. And the governor said, why, what evil has he done? They cried out the more, let him be crucified. They didn't have no answer. He ain't done no evil, just killing. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but rather atonement was made, he took water, washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this righteous man, of this just person. See ye to it. Then answered all the people and said, his blood be on us and on our children.
Mm.
You see what they answered, don't you?
Mm.
Praise the Lamb of God. And somebody asked me, why did the Holocaust happen?
Wow.
His blood be on us and all our children. Remember these Jews that's crying, crucified.
Wow.
See, you got to look in the Bible and you'll see why things happen. Praise the Lamb of God. Then released he Barabbas unto him, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Now, watch this now. This is what I want to talk to you all about in these next 35, 40 minutes. Praise God. Hallelujah. We might have to go into tomorrow depending on your discussion level. Praise the Lamb. In verse 22, y'all got y'all Bibles? I know somebody said, where he at? Chapter 27 of Matthew's Gospel. Chapter 27, verse 22. Look what it says again. Pilate said unto him, what shall I do then with Jesus, who is called Christ? They all said unto him, let him be crucified. Now, we can talk. Praise the Lamb of God. This is the topic, praise the Lamb of God, that I want to talk about. Hallelujah. And that is, what then shall we do with Jesus? Hallelujah. Let's talk about this. Praise the Lamb of God, because this is the only question that really matters in anything that we face, that anything that's before us. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, this question needs to be asked in government. Praise the Lamb of God. What will the government, in all the decisions that's on the table, what then will you do with Jesus? What then will you do with the Christos anointing? Praise the Lamb of God. What will you do with him who is the Christ? What will you do with Jesus? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, if we ask this in government, praise the Lamb of God, okay, a lot of people, you may hang up the phone, cut off your computer, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What will you do with Jesus when it comes down to gay marriage? Come on, government people. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What will we do with Jesus, praise the Lamb of God, when it comes down to, praise the Lamb of God, all of the issues that lay on the table? Praise the Lamb of God. Providing health care for the poor. praise the Lamb of God. What will we do with Jesus? Why nobody, praise the Lamb of God, is dealing with America from the stance of its foundation. It was built on Jesus.
Wow. Can I say something, Prophet?
You sure can. That's what we just adopt you.
I was just about to say, when you put it in that type of, when you take that type of look at it, these were the same people that was just singing his praises when he rode into town on the donkey, the same people who said, crucify him. And when you think about government, our government was built on the precepts of Christ, and that is the same people that's going against it.
The fathers, praising them, upon monuments that's still standing in Washington today, there's scripture embedded upon them. If you look at the top of a lot of the monuments and things of this nature, in the corners of it, on the bottoms of them, there is scripture engraved in them. That's what this country was founded upon. Praise the Lamb of God. That's why it's on our money, we have the only currency that says, in God we trust.
Wow. So now his blood is on us and our children. Don't
you better listen to it. Praise the Lamb. See, you're a smart man. Praise the Lamb of God. Now we want to know why blood is running down our streets.
Ooh.
Now what we want to know, why all of this is happening, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and it's because of the fact that we won't take a stance and say, give us Jesus.
Constantly crucifying them over and over and over again.
We're crucifying them afresh, truly. Over and over again. We won't say, in this matter, give us Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. In this matter, praise the Lamb of God. We want the Christos anointing, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to be able to work in our society, be able to work in our finances, to be able to work in our schools, to be able to work, praise the Lamb of God, and on our jobs, to be able to work on our senior citizens, to be able to work on in every aspect of what we do. We want Jesus. No. We say, give us Barabbas. Praise the Lamb of God. Give us Barabbas. This gun issue that's on the table. Listening to it yesterday. Man got up there and just going to argue for guns to be even more legal. Talking about, remember now, when the guy did this shooting, this last shooting, his gun was registered. So it wasn't an unregistered gun that did this. People of God, what then you going to do with Jesus? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When the Lord said, thou shalt not kill, what then will you do with the voice of eternal? Now, when you say what you're going to do with Jesus, then we got to say, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God, right? And the Word was made flesh. So now what will you do with the Word of God comes into play? If you're going to say what you're going to do with Jesus, all you're saying is what you're going to do with the Word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. And what we're saying is, throw the Word of God in the fire. Let me tell y'all something that happened to me. Praise the Lamb of God. I pastored a church. I ain't even going to call his name. If I did, you couldn't find it because it's dissolved. Praise the Lamb of God. After I left there, it was over. I kicked hit my shoes up against the wall of the church and dust my feet of it. Praise the Lord. The scriptures told me to do. Hallelujah. If my peace was not found there, it said, kick the dust from your feet, and it'll be better in that day of judgment than for that house. Praise, I did it. The church don't even exist no more. Watch this. On the night that I resigned from pastoring that church, praise the Lamb of God, y'all listen to me, what happened? They brought all kinds of railing accusations against me. And I kept giving them the Word of God. I said, well, the Bible says this. The scripture says that they jumped up. One of the founding pastor's daughter jumped up and said, "We don't want to hear nothing out of that Bible. We don't want to hear the word of God. Praise the Lamb of God." And the people said, "Amen." That's when I resigned. You don't want to hear the word of God? I have nothing else to say to you. Praise the Lamb of God. You don't want to hear what's coming out of the Bible? I have nothing else to say to you. I'm going to leave you in the hands of the word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. The church dissolved. It does not even exist no more. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to tell you something, people of God. America is dying. Praise the Lamb of God. Right now it's on a respirator. Nobody wants to admit it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We have gone so far. We have gone so far. Praise the Lamb of God. From the ways of the word of God until it's crazy. And nobody wants to say nothing about it. They don't want you to mention God. When Obama even mentions God or Jesus or anybody, the government goes crazy.
Yeah.
They don't want you to bring up God because they know that God is the answer. Praise the Lamb of God. They know that if people start pulling out their Bibles and start talking about scripture and how these laws really came to be, praise the Lamb. When you read the Constitution, the Emancipation Proclamation, praise the Lamb of God, it says that we know and we deem it true that all men were created equal by God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's where our equality comes from. If you dismiss God, if you dismiss Christ, you dismiss the word. There is no foundation. There is nothing for us, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God to stand on in our government. And our government needs to be awakened. Praise the Lamb of God by the word of God. Our government needs to be awakened by the word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Number two, hallelujah. What shall we do with the government? What shall we do with Jesus, praise the Lamb of God, as it relates to our society, praise the Lamb of God, in which we live? What is right and what is not right should be balanced, praise the Lamb of God, in the word of God. Hallelujah. What is right and what is not right should be determined in the word of God. Praise the Lamb of God by the word of God. What is right and what is not right in our society, if our society and our country is a Christian land, shouldn't it be weighed on the word of God? So, what we see that's going on in our society, praise the Lamb of God, and our these, you know, as we dealt with not too long ago, all of these principalities, hallelujah, rulers of darkness and wickedness and, you know, all this in high places, how did they get there? Because somebody didn't want to deal with Jesus. Because we eliminated Jesus. Now, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, there's no prayer in our schools, praise the Lamb of God, but there's guns walking through the doors, hallelujah. Now, praise the Lamb of God, our daughters are getting pregnant at an alarming rate, praise the Lamb of God, before they can get out of high school. Come on, talk to me here, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Now, our sons are switching up and down hallways of schools. Like women, they're wearing makeup, they're talking like women and acting like women, and our girls, praise the Lamb of God, are trying to dress like men. I'm coming full circle with it. Don't think I ain't. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have so much lasciviousness and so much, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, decadence and abomination going on until, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, when the judgment comes, we got God on the borderline having to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah for destroying them. What's going on in our society? Praise the Lamb of God. What's going on among our children? What's going on in the back office? What's going on in corporations? It's wicked, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. How? Why? Because the question always comes, what will you do with Jesus? What you going to do with the word? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I tell you what you're going to do with the word. You're going to do the same thing the hotels do with it. You're going to put them in a drawer. When you go into a hotel room, praise the Lamb of God, when I was young, you went in the hotel room, the Bible was on top of the nightstand, sitting right by the lamp. The Gideon Bible was sitting right by that nightstand. Now, if you want it, you got to go through drawers to find it. And it's not in the nightstand drawer, praise the Lamb of God. They might put it in the bottom drawer of the dresser.
Oh,
so
geez.
You'll never see it. What you going to do with the word, praise the Lamb of God? What then will you do with Jesus? I tell you what you're going to do. You're going to put him in a drawer, praise the Lamb of God, so he can become a historical document. The devil a lie, praise the Lamb of God. You're going to do away with him so you can have your way. You're going to do away with him, praise the Lamb of God. And know what, you know, the detrimental thing about it is that our society is so messed up, praise the Lamb of God, until we have done away with him, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and we have chosen Barabbas, and we are unaware of it. That's how subtle the enemy has played us. The average can't even see it. Believers can't even see it. We are just messed up, praise the Lamb of God, from the floor. We are just totally messed up because we do not embrace, praise the Lamb of God, the fullness of Jesus Christ, praise the Lamb of God. It's one of the reasons why I'm calling this fast, because, praise the Lamb of God, we have embraced Jesus partially. Praise the Lamb of God. We have him, but we don't have him. Praise the Lamb. We don't have all of him. We don't have the fullness of his glory, the fullness of the power and authority that's available to us. We don't have it in its fullness. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm so envious of the Apostle Paul. I'm jealous, man. Praise the Lamb of God. At the acts of the apostles. My goodness gracious. I can't be satisfied. Praise the Lamb of God. I can't be satisfied within myself. Hallelujah. Of looking at what they do and what they were doing in the days of old, and we just want to just preach it. We just want to teach it. And people still need deliverance.
Amen.
When will enough be enough? When will the true daughters and sons of God emerge, praise the Lamb of God, and rise out of the ashes, praise the Lamb of God, of this burning society? When will we rise up and say, it's enough, praise the Lamb of God? They're suffocating the word of God. They're putting it in drawers. They're not acknowledging it anymore, praise the Lamb of God. It's against everything that we believe.
and yet we're silent about it. Our society, you look around you. Praise the Lamb of God. I say it almost every other day. Look around you. It's not common in a person that you hear gunfire shots and it don't move you. It's not ordinary that you hear fire engines going down the street and pass by your window and you don't look out the window to look and see which direction they're going in. It doesn't move you at all.
Oh my gosh.
That only means you have become numb. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that you don't know that these kinds of occurrences, when we heard the fire engines when I was a kid, praise the Lamb of God, we chased the trucks to see where they were going. We went through gangways and alleys to see where is the firemen going when we heard them in our communities. When gunshots were sound, oh my goodness, a silence came over our home. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. We hear gunshots on our block and don't flinch. Keep right on watching television. Keep right on cooking dinner. Not knowing that the fabric of our society, praise the Lamb of God, is eroding. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And some of us are fools enough to think we're safe from it. Praise the Lamb of God. We're fools to think that we're safe from erosion and decay, like the virus can't touch you.
Oh, jeez.
It's seeping under the doors. It's in the very air we breathe, and it stinks. But we have got used to the stench, the smell of it. The smell of sin does not disturb our nostrils no more. We've become used to it. What are we going to do with Jesus? What are we going to do with the Word of God? What are we going to do with all of these ordinances and oracles and commandments? What are we going to do with Jesus? What are we going to do with this Word? We're going to continue to act like it's a roadmap for us to get $1 million? We're going to continue to act like it's just the roadmap to get in the house when the devil has got a house? When drug dealers own more homes and properties than we do? We're going to act like this is the way to gold and silver? When the drug man in your community got more chains and more golds and more bracelets and more diamonds and more cars than you probably ever will drive? What are we going to do with Jesus? Is that all we need him for, us to pay rent and light bills? What are we going to do with Jesus? We need to come to grips with ourselves and says something more has to be done with the Christ that's in me. Praise the Lamb of God. You know, this was a divine setup because when I woke up this morning, Brett, praise the Lamb of God, you know, I have a bad habit before I get a cup of coffee, before I get some water or anything, I'm anxious to read my meditation. I turn on my computer so my meditation can pop up. Praise the Lamb of God. And this morning it was dealing with Christ in us, the hope of glory. It was that's what it was dealing with. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm going, wow, praise the Lamb of God. The glory of Jesus Christ, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, is dependent upon, hallelujah, the anointing that's in us. Christ in us, the hope of glory.
Amen.
Woo! My goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Everybody wants the glory, praise God, but we want it without Christ.
Yeah.
The glory without Christ. What are we going to do with Jesus, y'all? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What are we going to do with Jesus? Praise the Lamb of God. Our government, what are we going to do with him? Our society, what are we going to do with him? All right, let's bring it close to the home. What will we do with Jesus at church? Quiet on the set. Boy, it's a shame. I just thought some people would join this conversation. Nobody wants to talk about what we're going to do with Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I just thought this would
work.
It was going to be a fiery conversation.
Praise
when it came down, hallelujah, all of these various aspects, praise the Lamb of God, in places where, you know, he's not, but we're trying to act like he's there. Praise the Lamb of God. Trying to act like Jesus is there and he's not there. What are we going to do with Jesus at the church house? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What are we going to do with Jesus? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. First of all, we got to ask one question. And this is vital. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Is it possible, Brett, my Janice, is it possible to have a church that does not have Christ?
No power? I mean,
it's possible, but if it's God's church.
My goodness.
The question is, what kind of church is that that doesn't have Christ?
So it's possible. So it's possible to have an organization,
yeah,
that has the facade of church.
Yeah. Yeah. How many churches do we have that have no anointing, no true healing, no true deliverance? We talk about it all the time, or the entertainment. We talk about it all the time. People, the teachers that may be teaching, the pastors and preachers that may be speaking the word, are people look to them as an idol. Or God, and only come to church for that particular preacher or teacher that Sunday, instead of what they're bringing to worship, or what they're bringing to the church house, like the scripture says.
Well, what are we going to do with Jesus while we're sitting up on our man-made thrones in church? Though we kings in the house of God. What are we going to do with Christ? Praise the Lamb of God, as we pretend that we have all this power and all of this authority, and men and women sit in God's house, they come through the doors acting like they got it all and ain't nobody else got it.
Mm-hmm.
But then ain't none of it being used. Where is it? Where is this power? Where is this authority? Where is this anointing?
Laying dormant in the bellies of the people who's not seeking Christ.
Wow. Wow. When are we going to acknowledge to those that's sitting in the pews, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that your anointing is as great as mine, praise the Lamb of God? When are we going to wake up people for them to see, praise the Lamb of God, and for them to realize themselves, hallelujah, that what I have, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that prophets of old envy me, that prophets of old are jealous of what I have, because I have the glory, praise the Lamb of God. I have the anointing indwelling me, and they had to wait till it came upon them. I sleep with it. I eat with it. But as my Denise said, it's dormant inside of me because nobody will make me realize it. Praise the Lamb of God. See, that's all I've been doing with you all is activating, praise the Lamb of God, and acknowledging what's down inside of you. Hallelujah.
Hey, prophet, is it because so many teachers or preachers
feel like King Saul did and didn't want nobody snatch their position. It's a position thing.
I don't know. It could be positional. It may be positional. Then again, praise the Lamb of God. Then again, not so much positional, but what's the word that I'm looking for? Popularity. The popularity of the position. It ain't actually the position. It's what the position brings.
Right, right, right.
What they have fashioned the position to bring. Mm-hmm. Because the average person have a need to be somebody. They want to be somebody that's better than everybody else that's around them. And so we have fashioned the Church of God to look like society. That when you go into a corporation, he the president. His office is on the top floor. You know, all of this marries into power and authority. So we have power positions and places, praise the Lamb of God, that has been established, but yet there's no power coming from it. And that's what's sad.
Mm-hmm. And on the flip side of that, you got the ones who are attempting to activate their people and who are giving them the word of God and trying to teach them, but the people don't want to learn. It's because the real power comes from a clean vessel, so people don't want to be clean. They want to still keep one foot in the world and keep the other foot in the church, and they want to straddle the fence. That's the flip side of it. So that's why you just got so many people who lack it.
Woo.
People not being taught and people not wanting to be taught.
Mm.
Wow.
Mm. So I go right back to the scripture again. People position Jesus to be crucified again. We want Barabbas again.
We want Barabbas. We would rather have Barabbas than have Christ Jesus. I mean, you know, and people need to come to a place of recognizing, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that the power that's in them upon believing that Jesus Christ is Lord and repenting of their sins and being filled with the Holy Ghost is the same Holy Ghost that's in any preacher that's preaching. Ain't no different Holy Ghost. There's different anointings. Praise the Lamb of God. But ain't no different Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What I've learned just from talking to some of my peers is they think that salvation stops after the acceptance and the confession and the repentance, when they don't realize that's actually the beginning. They think it's the end right there, so they feel like, okay, they pull out that platinum grace card and lean on that so hard, but they're forgetting that it comes with a price.
Mm. My goodness gracious.
And the grace is sufficient for all of us, but you know, everybody want to lean on grace. And it's just like, when will you want to do right?
Grace and no change.
Well, grace is not a band-aid for sin. Grace is not
exactly
a substitute for sin. Grace is God's supernatural power and intervention to strengthen you so you won't sin.
Amen.
Exactly.
Hello, light bulbs. Ding, 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 ding. Let me hit this one right here. This is the one we need for this. I don't know what kind of time bomb that was. That was mess. It is. There we go. That's the bomb. Grace, praise the Lamb of God, don't allow you to continue to sin. That's not what grace for. Do all God had to do is give the world grace. Come on, talk to me.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost convicts you of sin. so you'll repent of it. Grace is not an agent that says, continue to sin, it's all right, I got you. Continue to sin, it's all right, I got you. That's not what grace is. Grace is a power. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Grace is an enabler. I have a thorn in my flesh. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And God says his grace is sufficient for my thorn. So as God said, I see your thorn in your flesh. Praise the Lamb of God. Keep sinning. And at the same time, God says, sin not. That's wrong with that picture. No, something wrong with that picture. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God gives us the power and ability, praise the Lamb of God, not to sin. We don't have to, praise the Lamb of God. It's a choice that we make every time. It's a decision that we make every time. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's a decision that you make every time you do it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. We better revisit grace. Because grace, that's not what grace is. Do every sinner on the planet praise the Lamb of God? That's what all inclusive teach. That's what inclusion teaches.
Exactly. And that's what so many people, just from talking, just listening, actually not talking, just listening to people talk, that's what they believe.
Yeah, but see we got to remember the whole package. I'm saved by grace. Right?
Right.
Through faith. So grace and faith work hand in hand.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm saved by the grace of God. God's supernatural intervention and mediation. He provided Christ for me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That I could be forgiven of my sins. Not that I can continue in my sins.
Exactly.
Okay. Ain't nobody argue with that. Christ died so that I could be forgiven. He's my sacrificial lamb. He's the blood on the doorpost. So that I could be forgiven of my sin. But he didn't die to say, now you can continue in sin. No. No, that's the devil's teaching right there. Praise the Lamb of God. Whoever's teaching that, they misconstrued. Praise the Lamb of God. That ain't God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. So now let me get to this last one. We got 10 minutes. I know this is gonna spill over. Praise the Lamb of God. But we got a whole week here, still three more days. But what we gonna do with about Jesus in the home? What would parents do with Jesus? Why is the Word of God so weak in the average believer's home? Why isn't the Word discussed in the home? Why is it so vague? As much as we stay in church, same as though, and I know this is not a maybe a good way to say it, a good analogy, but it seemed like the church should have come home with us and be in our house.
Amen.
If I got all this Jesus when I was at church, I got, ooh, the service was so, ooh, the glory cloud and this, that, or another. Why isn't there a glory cloud in my house?
Well, one reason I can say to that is because when you think about not everybody, but some people, we touch God in church or we feel the glory there, but then we come home and act like fools. So then our children look at us like, okay, that's hypocritical. And they may not say it, but they realize it. So therefore, they don't have any respect for it. They're like, okay, I just saw you do all this shouting in church. I probably just even saw you get up and preach in church, but now you hear cursing, you drinking, you got men and women in and out of here and all this kind of stuff like that. So therefore the glory stops there. The children don't have a desire to want to even be involved with it because it looks hypocritical to them. And
wow.
They may not ever say it out of their mouth, but we all know that children are like sponges.
Truly. Truly. What they see is what they absorb. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What they see is what they absorb. Hallelujah. And we must come to the praise. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must come to the place, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that I'm working on this flyer. That's why I seem to be distracted, hallelujah. Just one thing needs to be done on the flyer, and then it'll be posted, people of God, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. But let me tell you something. That is a great ill, praise the Lamb of God, but a greater evil is the fact that our homes go without godly teaching. Our homes go without godly teaching. Let me tell you something. When you instill what is right, what I'm talking about what is right, and you give it biblical foundation and what have you, and your teachings and what have you, praise the Lamb of God, I promise you, praise the Lamb of God. It's going to stand. It's going to stand forever. It will not fall. It will not fail. Praise the Lamb of God. It will not fail. If you instill, train up a child in the way that it should go, when it grow old, it will not depart from the path. Praise the Lamb of God. It will not depart from the path. Hallelujah. It will not depart from the path. That's the word of God. Hallelujah. And your teachings, praise the Lamb of God, of what is right from God overrides your wrong. Now, and I ain't talking about something that, I read in the Bible. I'm talking about experience, praise the Lamb of God, to go with the word of God. Hallelujah. I was raised by a mother, praise the Lamb of God, who instilled godliness, but she had faults. The godliness that she instilled overrode, praise the Lamb of God, any fault she ever had. Hallelujah. The godliness she instilled. If you can get your children to get God, I mean, really get it, and you giving them that word, and they get and the Holy Spirit come in, I promise you, your wrong going to be your wrong. Praise the Lamb of God. They're going to look at you and say, mama just, hey, she got to get it together.
Amen.
Lord, I'm almost through with this. Okay. Praise the Lamb. That should do it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, wait a minute. Bertha is here. Let's see what Bertha want to say to us. Pray, let me get this mic hot, Bertha. We got a few more minutes. Bertha!
Hi. Hi, Prophet. Hi.
How you doing, sweetheart?
How are you?
Hey, Bertha.
I just want to say one thing on what you were saying about Jesus in the home. And sometimes it's not a lot that people are drinking or cussing and all the other stuff in the home. But sometimes our priorities are not in order. We can have a godly life, but when we get home, we don't fit Jesus into the schedule at home because we put other things before. And we just sometimes need to get our priorities in order. Put him first instead of just trying to find a place to fit him in.
Well, I'm going to say this. They had, and you are exactly right. Let me add this before we go off. Praise the Lamb. Watch this. I learned so much and not even finished the book and just reading a portion of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, about what rich teach their children and poor people teach their children about economics and this, that, and another. In other words, the rich man teach his son about how to make money, and the poor man teach his son how to make money. Go to school, get an education, get you a good job, and make you some good money. The rich man sit down and teach his son about the stock markets and how to invest and this, that, and another, a bad investment, a good investment. The poor man don't teach his son that because he's never had experience in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want to say this, praise the Lamb of God. Christian man and carnal man, praise the Lamb of God. What the Christian man teach his children, and that's the carnal, the Christian man or woman, and what the carnal man and woman teach their child. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, what I'm going to tell you this, watch this. We allow our society to put pressure and priorities upon us to teach our children things, praise the Lamb of God, that they say that they're going to need in order to survive.
Mm-hmm.
When the things they're teaching them is only skills to continue to allow them to be in the system of slavery that they have established. I'll say it right in their face. Praise the Lord. The whole school system in bondages, praise the Lamb of God, our people, continuously, to keep us working for them. Hello, light bulbs. Ding dong, the witch died. Hallelujah. And we will teach that, make them do their homework and everything, but they ain't got no Jesus homework.
That's right.
They don't have no godly homework.
Amen.
They don't have no godly study. Do your homework and you can play your games. Do your homework and you can watch TV. Do your homework and there's no God time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
What then will you do with Jesus? We've traded him in for Barabbas.
That's right.
Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, I just got all of us right then, and I know it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, people of God, we've done it again. We've come to the end of another show. But I'm going to tell you this. This has been enlightening and helpful to many, and I know it. And somebody's going to come to the show tonight, praise the Lamb of God, and listen to the archives and say, oh, my God, I'm so glad I listened to this. Because this is what's happening to us, people of God. We are minoring in the major. And we are majoring in our minors. Praise the Lamb of God. The question remains. We'll talk about it tomorrow. What then will you do with Jesus personally? I love you. I bless you. I'm excited about your future. And you know what God is doing for all of us. He's making us all brand new.
coming now. The dark clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice cause I'm brand new. Perfect will that